Hey, I'm Aaron Bird, and I'm here with photographer and director Ellen Von Unworth. She started her career as a fashion model before moving behind the lens and working with some of the most beautiful women of all time. Her provocative work explores erotic femininity and much, much more. So today we're here with Ellen to talk about some of the songs that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. First of all, Ellen, welcome to KCRW.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Why don't we just jump right into it? What did you bring in for us today?
My first song I picked was Marlene Dietrich, the singer, German singer. And my favorite song of her is Die Fesche Lola. When I was young, I listened to it all the time. And I'm a big fan of Marlene Dietrich. She's that kind of woman which I really like. She's really sassy and naughty and cheeky and really outspoken, and she doesn't care. And I love that about her. And that's also now the kind of woman I photograph. I actually did a book called Fräulein, which is very much the same image than Marlene Dietrich.
Die Fesche Lola.
Die Fesche Lola. It means the very cute, coquettish Lola.
That was Marlene Dietrich with Die Fesche Lola. Okay, so we move from Germany to California. Up next, you have something from the Bay Area originally. What do you have for your next selection?
My next selection is Black Magic Woman from Santana. I listened to it all the time in my hippie years and went to lots of concerts and smoked some joints. So that's all like very much a big part of my life. Santana had just like something really special for me. It made me really dream. And even now when I hear it, I see totally the images of my friends in the 70s. And it brings me back lots of memories.
Was this during the time when you were modeling yourself?
That was actually a little bit before. I was living in a hippie community in Bavaria, actually. And we were playing music all the time, dancing. And Santana was a big part of it. I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby.
That was the classic Black Magic Woman by Santana. Looking at your next selection, I was really pleased to see this on the list. So what do you have for us?
Well, the next one is White Horse from Laid Back. It's just the best dance song. I mean, this song, when it comes out in a nightclub, you just like love it. And it's so sassy and nasty. And the White Horse, you know, of course, you know what it means. But also you imagine Bianca Jagger coming into Studio 54 on the horse. And I love the text. It's great.
As a DJ, the song still holds up, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Each time it comes up, whenever it's everybody jumps up and dances. If you want to ride, don't ride the white horse. If you want to ride, don't ride the white horse.
So far, with the first few selections, I'm getting a sense of a theme. You said sassy a couple of times now. You mentioned powerful women and being a hippie and having a good time and enjoying life, which is evoked when hearing Laid Back and White Horse. How important is enjoying life to you and specifically your work?
Well, you know, I think everybody should enjoy life. But, you know, and I'm very lucky because with my work, I mean, I enjoy every day, and every time I take a picture, I enjoy it so much. So I'm very lucky, and music is a big part of my work because I cannot work without music.
We know you started off modeling yourself, but was there a moment or an event that made you decide to step behind the lens?
Well, I was modeling for 10 years, which is a very long time for a model. And it was time to do something else. I was really bored with it. And as modeling, I was always a bit frustrated to not really live out my creativity. And my boyfriend, who was a photographer at the time, he gave me a camera and he explained me how it works. And very quickly, I discovered this passion for taking pictures. So I changed quickly from modeling to photography. Don't ride the white horse. White horse.
Don't ride the white horse. No, no, no. That was Laid Back with White Horse, of course, the dance floor classic. And coming up, let's see what else you have next.
Well, next is I've Been Thinking, and it's by Handsome Boy Modeling School and Cat Power. And this song, I just love to listen to it when I'm, you know, at home. Or I just love the lyrics. I love Cat Power, how she sings, and it's a very sexy, slow song, which, you know, I really like it. I play it lots of times when I'm shooting because it's very sexy and it's kind of moody. So, you know, you have to bring the models into the right mood. So sometimes I choose this song for that reason. Thinking about those things you do. I've been thinking about those things you made me do too. Be my boy. So that was Dan the Automator and Prince Paul, otherwise known as Handsome Boy Modeling School, teaming up with Cat Power for I've Been Thinking. Moving right along, what do you have coming up? Next song is by one of my favorite musicians, Gangster of Love with Johnny Guitar Watson.
All right, so tell us about this Johnny Guitar Watson song.
Well, already I love the title. You know, it's like sweet and a bit bad at the same time. And I just love the bluesy funk. And there's always a lot of humor in Johnny Guitar Watson's songs. So, I mean, I'm a huge fan of him. When I walk down the street, all the girls that I meet say he's a gangster of love, yeah. I robbed a local beauty contest for their first place winner. They found her with me out in Hollywood, eating a big steak dinner. They tried to get her to go back to pick up her prize.
That's the funky, fun song, Gangster of Love by Johnny Guitar Watson. As your last selection, what do you have?
As the last one is Outkast and Heya. Heya is so uplifting and brings you in a good mood and you just want to jump up and dance. And of course, I love when he says, shake it like a Polaroid picture. Because that's like written for me.
How would you describe how you personally approach photography? Do you have a particular perspective or belief behind your craft?
Well, for me, photography is a great way to communicate. It's a great way to meet people. It's a great way to bring beauty and personality out of people. It's a great way to show history. You know, things are changing, buildings, cars. So it's great to, you know, show that in pictures. And you hope that people look at the pictures and it makes them feel good or inspires them to something, and that's why I love it.
All right, so let's shake it like a Polaroid picture and check out Outkast with Hey Ya. You think you've got it, oh, you think you've got it, but got it, just don't get it till there's nothing at all. Of course, that was the classic Hey Ya by Outkast. Well, Ellen, that brings us to the end. Thank you so much for joining us here at KCRW.com.
Okay, well, thank you. This was really fun.
So for a complete track listing to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.